I will present the first results of the project Serambicidae of the Atlantic Forest that I, Miguel Monet, José Ricardo Mermudes, and two students, Ingrid de Quintino and Ricardo Martins, are working about 1 year. According to UNESCO, the variety and extent of ecosystems in Brazil and the flora and fauna they contain make this country the most biodiverse in the world. Over 20% of all species on Earth can be found in this one country. Brazil can be divided in the following six biomes: Amazon rainforest, Caatinga, Cerrado, Atlantic Forest, Pampa, and Pantanal. The Atlantic rainforest stretches up for about 4,000 kilometers along the Atlantic coast of Brazil, from the state of Rio Grande do Norte down to Rio Grande do Sul. With a total size of 1 million square kilometers, it's after the Amazon and the Cerrado, the third largest biome in Brazil. According to the Conservation International, it's among the top five biodiversity hotspots on Earth. It contains the second largest biosphere reserve in the world and about 600 of the 900 Brazilian conservation units. However, at present, only about 7% of the original forest remains. As is often the case, the most biologically diverse places are also the most favorable for human settlement. The Atlantic Forest is a perfect example of this phenomenon. Over 100 million Brazilians live within the Atlantic Forest, including the cities of Salvador, Belo Horizonte, Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo, and Porto Alegre. Given that only around 106 million people live in Brazil at present, it's clear that Atlantic Forest has been vital for growth of the country. Many of the huge number of species that are found within the Atlantic Forest, and they are unique to this area. A listing available from Conservation International details, oops, sorry, 340 species of amphibians, with 90 of them endemic. 1,023 species of birds, with 188 of them endemic. 250 species of mammals, with 55 of them endemic. And about 20,000 species of plants, half of them endemic. The Jequitibá tree in the photo is considered the biggest tree in Brazil, and the name in Tupi-Guarani means giant of the forest. The information about Serambicidae is restricted to some areas. For example, Zican and Zican listed 598 species to Itatiaia and Mantiqueira that comprises part of three states, São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, and Minas Gerais. Bulk listed 122 species to Rio Grande do Sul state that comprises, in fact, Atlantic rainforest and Pampa. Zácio listed 679 species to Espírito Santo state. Galileo and Martins listed 89 species to a small park in Rio Grande do Sul state. And the most recent inventory is our paper that listed 1,149 species of Sarambaicidae to Rio de Janeiro state. Thinking in how we can contribute to give more information to preserve the Atlantic rainforest, and based on the importance of this biome, the representative species of the Atlantic forest in the collections, and limited knowledge about the Sarambaicid fauna, the project has three main goals. The first is to make a species list of the Sarambaicidae of Atlantic forest and try to identify which species are possible endemic to this biome. The second is to provide an illustrated guide to these species. And the third is to identify areas of endemism along the Atlantic forest using endemic Sarambaicids as a study group. Based on the Museo Nacional collection, literature data actualized from last September, we have now some interesting species numbers to Brazil and four biomes. In Brazil, occurs five subfamilies that totalizing almost 4,000 species. And the most representatives are Sarambicinae subfamily, with 1,807 species, and Lamiini with 2,040 species. The Caatinga biome, which in the native Indian language Tupi-Guarani means white forest, is located on Brazil's northeast coast between the biomes Atlantic Rainforest and Cerrado. The Caatinga scrubland is the largest dry forest region in South America and characterized by a semi-arid climate and apparently dry vegetation. Little is known about the Sarambaicid to this region, and only 193 species are registered. The Cerrado biome is the regional name given to the Brazilian tropical savanna and is located on the large plateau that occupies the central highlands. All subfamilies are registered, and the most diverse is Sarambicinae with 365 species. The Amazon rainforest biome covers 5% of the world's surface and 40% of South America. 61% of its territory belongs to Brazil. 1,500 species are registered, but we believe that this number is subestimated because the field work is realized mainly along the largest rivers. The Atlantic rainforest is the most collected biome, and this reflected on the numbers. More than a half of the species recorded to Brazil occurs in the biome. What most surprised us, is that 1,088 species are possible unique to this area, which means 25% of the Brazilian species occurs only in Atlantic forest. Now we can include our Sarambaicid numbers with the amphibians, birds, mammals, and plants. The second goal of, we'll explain very quickly because we are still working in this project. The idea is to provide an illustrated guide to 2,250 species of the Atlantic forest. We initiated this hard work with the subfamily Cerambycinae, with 1,083 species distributed in 38 tribes. The first step was to create a database with the species localities and latitude and longitude based on the collections and literature information. This database is almost finished. We need only verify some species in some museums. I will exemplify the information guide with the tribe Claytini. So we are including a tribe diagnose, key to genera, color plates with species illustrations and distribution maps based on the database. The text here is in Portuguese, but our idea is to publish in English language. Well, the last goal of this project is to try to identify areas of endemism along the Atlantic rainforest using endemic cerambycids as a study group. We used the method detailed by Mohon that applies the parsimony algorithms or metrics with the raw distribution of organisms to identify areas or set of areas that share a unique group of endemic taxa. The method comprises some steps. The first is to define operational geographical units. We selected 33 squares of 2×2 degrees, which together covered most of Atlantic forest. These squares were selected by previous analysis that indicated the presence at least one cerambycid species. We decided to initiate this analysis using the endemic species of the Cerambycinae subfamily that were selected from our previous list. Of the 469 species, we used 437 because 32 species we didn't have enough information to include in the analysis. A data matrix was built in which columns in which the columns represent species and the rows represent the 33 squares. The absence of species was coded as zero and the presence as one. And a hypothetical square coded zero for all columns was added to roof the final cladogram. The data matrix was analyzed by Nona with interface WinCLADA, and we found 115 cladograms with 690 steps. So we performed a strict consensus tree to identify unambiguous clusters of operational geographical units. The operational geographical units were defined by at least two endemic species. So, four areas of endemism may be identified from this analysis. The numbers in green represent the numbers of endemic species in each square. They are the squares 28, 32, 9, and the clade with 9 squares. The first area is southeast Santa Catarina and is composed of square 28 and 8 endemic species. This region is near Uruguay River Basin and includes umbrophilous and deciduous forest vegetation. One locality very well collected of this area is Nova Teutonia. The second area is in Rio Grande do Sul state and present two endemic species. This region includes semi-deciduous forest vegetation. The third area of endemism is Central Minas Gerais, and is composed of square 9 with 6 endemic species. This region includes semi-deciduous montane forest vegetation. This area includes the famous park, maybe, Serra do Caraça. The last area is Southwest Bahia plus Serra do Mar, and is composed by 9 squares and 240 endemic species. Southwest Bahia is a complex area with a mosaic of evergreen, semi-deciduous and deciduous forest, and comprises Southwest Bahia and north of Minas Gerais. Some localities of this area are Encruzilhada, Vitória da Conquista, Pedra Azul, and others. Serra do Mar includes a very heterogeneous habitat, gradient that ranges from coastal restingas at sea level to forest at 1,700 meters. This area extends from Espírito Santo to Santa Catarina. This area is the only one in which two sub-areas of endemism may be recognized. The Area A comprises the coastal zone of the state of Rio de Janeiro and Espírito Santo, the north of Minas Gerais and southwest Bahia. And the Area B comprises the coastal zone of the states of São Paulo, Paraná, and Santa Catarina. The limits of the two areas, of these two areas, agrees with the Tropic of Capricorn, and the Area A occurs in northern of the Tropic, and is known as the Tropics, and the Area B occurs in southern temperate zone. Little was published with biogeography of cerambycids in Atlantic Forest. Martins, in the Ibaidonaini monography, the map on the left, considered two sub-areas to Atlantic Forest, divided by the Tropic of Capricorn. The second paper is a study that I did with Cocoderus genus, that one of the clades was delimited by the Tropic of Capricorn. In both papers, the results are similar that what we found. Finalizing, we compare our results with other organisms, and one of most recent papers was published by Silva, Souza, and Castelletti for birds in the Atlantic Forest. They used the same method and data of 140 endemic birds. They were found four areas of endemism: Pernambuco, Central Bahia, Coastal Bahia, and Serra do Mar. Pernambuco form a cluster that end Coastal Bahia, Central Bahia, and Serra do Mar comprises a southern cluster. Within this cluster, Central Bahia and Serra do Mar are more closely related to each other than to Coastal Bahia. Our results agree with that Serra do Mar is closely related with Central Bahia, but our area is smaller and only in the southwest of Bahia. And we found a clear connection between these two areas. Well, that's it. I would like to thank you, Annie and Emmy, for the invitation, and the Entomological Society of America, and CNPq for the financial support of the project. Thank you. Thank you.